The growing problem of access to healthcare providers for seniors on Medicare in Alaska is straining the few clinics and doctors who are still accepting new or existing Medicare recipients. One of those clinics, the Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center, has been seeing a steady increase in the number of Medicare patients who are finding good care at the federally subsidized facility. But ANHC is quickly running out of capacity, and although there is a plan in the works to build a new, larger health center, it's a few years off. In the meantime, an innovative idea is being developed.
One concept that's being discussed right now is to open up a new Medicare clinic.
Joel Gilbertson is the Chief Strategy and Administration Officer for Providence Health and Services in Alaska. A Medicare clinic may sound like a simple fix for seniors, but it's not that easy.
The challenge with it is that on day one, it loses money, and it continues to lose money. And so what we're focusing on is how do we make it a good care setting that can see as many seniors as possible, but also be sustainable. So that means looking for partners to help underwrite the losses that would be experienced by the clinic.
The Medicare clinic concept didn't get funded in the last session, even though some lawmakers like Anchorage Democrat and Majority Leader Senator Johnny Ellis support it. Ellis says two sessions back, when oil was nearly $150 per barrel, lawmakers allocated $10 million to help fund the new neighborhood health center. But last session, at $40 a barrel, they did not fund capital projects, so he couldn't get money for a Medicare clinic. But he says what was a quiet crisis in Anchorage is no longer quiet. He says constituents have called his office in tears because they can't find a doctor. He's hopeful that this year, with better oil prices, he'll be able to gather legislative support for the Medicare clinic, but he wants others to be involved.
We're really encouraging. The state doesn't like to pay for everything. We know the state needs to play a role in this. At least I'm an advocate for that. But we're hoping Providence and private funders join forces so that the state can possibly come up with some dollars next year to make it work.
Gilbertson says South Central Alaska's Medicare problem is profound, but it's growing elsewhere as well.
In terms of the problem, this is one of the worst in the country by far. And it has been bad for some time. It's actually been a challenge for the bulk of this decade. What we're seeing is, while the problem is very bad in Anchorage and getting worse, what's happening across the country is it's moving quickly to where we've been for a few years. So you're seeing in other communities across the country, a growing problem of physicians dropping out of Medicare, unable to participate in Medicare, or just simply physician shortages that are causing access problems across the country.
AARP Alaska's Advocacy Director Pat Luby says the Medicare clinic idea is a great one, and he applauds the dedication of both Providence and the Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center for moving forward with the Medicare clinic idea, even though it will be a financially losing proposition. Providence's Gilbertson says in Anchorage, a Medicare clinic is in the state's best interest to help fund.
If we don't find ways to care for seniors, many of them who have chronic conditions, and treat them in the primary care setting, they will undoubtedly at some point in time end up getting sicker, not managing their care appropriately, ending up in hospitals, and then ending up in long-term care facilities. And when that happens, as we mentioned, you quickly see folks spending down assets and ending up on Medicaid and costing the state of Alaska a lot of money.
Senator Ellis says there's no guarantees that the state will help fund the Medicare clinic, but he says he'll be working to get support for it.